Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn the halachas of Tisha B'Av that falls on a Shabbos or on a Sunday. We're going to be looking at five concepts today, and they are eating on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, other restrictions on that Shabbos, what Motzai Shabbos looks like, and the special halachas of a Tisha B'Av Nidche when Tisha B'Av is pushed off till Sunday. Let's start at the top. So we're going to talk about eating on Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. What happens if Tisha B'Av actually falls on a Shabbos, which is possible in our current constellation of calendar? So then we observe it on Sunday. Now, when Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday or it falls on a Shabbos and is pushed off, may one eat regularly on Shabbos? May one eat meat and wine? It's like either Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av itself on Shabbos. The answer is yes, you're allowed to eat normally on that Shabbos, and you can even eat a regular Soda Shlishis. The Gemara even gives the expression that can even be like a Seuda of Shlomo HaMelech B'Shatoi, the festive meals of Shlomo HaMelech is allowed on that Shabbos, because it is Shabbos. Are there any restrictions on how to conduct the third meal? So yes, one can eat it as one normally would with one's family, but it should not be eaten with friends. It should be concluded before twilight, so it should be finished before the sun has set. Can a meal in honor of a bris be held on Shabbos? So the answer, of course, is yes, but the festive meal should take place before mincha, because as we get later in the day, although we're not going to do anything which would undermine Shabbos, we're not going to do something extra specially festive before at the end of Shabbos. May Birkas HaMazon be recited with a Zimun after the Seuda Shlishis? The answer is yes. Regular Birkas HaMazon, if there is a Zimun, one may make a Zimun and it's fine. From when does the actual prohibition of eating and drinking kick in? So the prohibition of eating and drinking and washing starts already at sunset. So these are things that if one doesn't do them, it's not obvious that one is undermining or violating Shabbos. But one takes in the fast at sunset, one keeps Shabbos till the end of when stars are out, at which point in time, then one would take off one's shoes and enter into the mode of the fast day itself. Now, we move into our second concept, which are other restrictions on Shabbos. So if Friday night coincides with Tisha B'Av, let's say Tisha B'Av is actually on Shabbos itself and is pushed to a Sunday, are marital relations allowed on that Shabbos? And the answer is no. Devarim Shibetzina, private aspects of mourning are still in place, and therefore a couple will not be able to be together unless it is the night of the wife's mikveh. This is only the case if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos itself and pushed off, but if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, this is not the case. Are there restrictions on Torah study when Tisha B'Av occurs on a Shabbos? So yes, this is again another aspect of Dvarim Shibetzina, aspects of hidden or the private aspects of Avedos, which are still in place. So subjects that are permitted on Tisha B'Av, the sadder subjects in Halacha and Machshava and history are allowed on Tisha B'Av. But Pirkei Avos is not recited, but one can do Shnai Mikra, going through the parasha twice with the translation, but that should be done before noon. If the Erev Tisha B'Av occurs on Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, can one study Torah regularly on Shabbos? The answer is one should really stop the main learning of Torah after Chatzos, after the midday on Shabbos, so one can learn regular Torah up till midday. Afterwards, it should only be the topics of Tisha B'Av itself. The Mishnah Berurah is somewhat more lenient when it comes to learning on the second half of Shabbos. Which prayers are recited or omitted on Shabbos when Tisha B'Av falls on that day or the Sunday? So one still says Avar Rachamim, which is the memorial, and the Ekel Mali Rachamim. Those prayers are allowed to be said, but one does not say Tidkoscha Tzedek after Mincha, because it's entering into Tisha B'Av, which is called a Moed as well, festival. We now move into Motzei Shabbos. This is the next concept. So which prayers are omitted on the Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos as a transition into Tisha B'Av? So we do not, although some shuls are the practice before Ma'ariv, certainly in the Yekka shuls, to say La'ontzeach b'neginos mizmor shir, which sort of before Ma'ariv to make Ma'ariv a little later, that is not said on the Ma'ariv or going into Tisha B'Av. Similarly, we do not say V'hinoam and V'yitzenecha
after the Maariv, as we usually would on a Motzei Shabbos. Why Novihinoam? And the reason is because it was said as the blessing Moshe Rabbeinu gave when the Mishkan was created. Now we're describing the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, so it's not appropriate to be said. What do we do about Hadalah on Motzei Shabbos? So, when Shabbos actually comes out, which is when the stars are out, so that's usually in the northeast of America, that's 50 minutes after sunset. In Israel, it's a little bit earlier. Then one would say Baruch HaMavdil, which allows a person to do work. In the middle of the Maariv of Motzei Shabbos, one would say Atah Chanantanu, which is the insert into the fourth bracha of the Amida, which differentiates the weekday from Shabbos. And then one would say the bracha of Borei Mo'arei Ha'esh. But the rest of the Havdalah is going to be left out until Sunday night. When is this Havdalah done? It's done before Eicha, before one reads the Megillah. If one missed it, what does one do? So one would be able to say the Baruch HaBorei Mo'arei Ha'esh afterwards as well. What is done on Sunday night? So on Sunday night, one would say the bracha on the wine and the bracha on the Havdalah, Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Can one eat before Havdalah? The answer is no. Like one cannot eat before Havdalah on a Motzei Shabbos, one cannot eat before Havdalah on the Sunday night of Tisha B'Av. That before breaking the fast, one needs to hear Havdalah. We move to our fourth and last concept today, and that is special halachos of Tisha B'Av Nidchev. Tisha B'Av actually falls on Shabbos and is pushed over to Sunday. Not if it actually falls on Sunday, but it falls on Shabbos and is pushed to Sunday. So a few basic questions. If Tisha B'Av was pushed to Sunday, what can one do on the Sunday night? Usually we know that the eating meat and drinking wine and having a haircut and listening to music and doing laundry all waits till Chatzos, till midday the next day. What happens if Tisha B'Av was really Shabbos and was pushed to a Sunday? So then really all those restrictions remain in place on Sunday night, but can be done immediately on Monday morning. One does not need to wait till Monday Chatzos, Monday midday, because it already is the 11th of Av. At that point in time, the Mishnah Berurah does say that one can have a haircut right on Sunday night, but the rest would remain in place till the morning of Monday. Are there exceptions for fasting on a Tisha B'Av Nidre, pushed aside Nidre, if a Bris Milah is held on Tisha B'Av? The answer is yes. The main participants, the father, the mother, the moel, and the sandek, may daven mincha gadola, which is half an hour after midday. They recite Havdalah on the wine, and then they can eat and wash, but they should delay the full festive meal until later on at night. What about a pidyon haben, which occurs on a Tisha B'Av Nidche? So the 31st day of a young boy's life is on the Tisha B'Av Nidche, on the Sunday of Tisha B'Av, which is pushed from Shabbos. So yes, if the pidyon haben was not previously postponed, the father and the kohen do not need to complete the fast and are allowed to break it because of the pidyon haben. So some fascinating halachas which apply in these cases, which actually occur more often than one would expect, that Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful